Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, Odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
I'd want to know if our guest on the Roman guest line is 6'7", and also probably an Ohio State legend. Probably not. We got to see where Sean Marash is from. New host of the new BetQL show, Bet Nation.
I'm going to go with Syracuse or Fordham. That's going to be my guess.
I'm guessing Fordham.
All right.
Or like Long Island Community College.
I'm going to guess Randolph-Macon College, which is the best school in the nation.
Where's that?
Sean, don't ask. Okay. Sean, thank you for joining the show. How are you, and where did you go?
Well, first of all, I'm only relearning my ABCs with my two-year-old daughter now, so you guys are way off. Exact, Trista was pretty much spot on. I went to SUNY Old Westbury on Long Island.
There we go.
Where?
Long Island Community College.
Oh, did you guys go to the Elite Eight a couple of years ago, Sean? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, we don't even register in D3, so no.
I had to play
intramural flag football. I was not exactly going to big program games.
Sean, how's your show been so far? You had the pilot episode last
Sunday.
Week. How'd that go?
So, of course, in typical fashion, myself and Kevin Kenny, my co-host, were red hot on Saturday. We drilled down both games. We had the number on the line. We nailed the Buck-Eagle game. And, of course, we come on all pumped up, ready to go simultaneous with the Cowboys and Niners, and we couldn't have loved the Cowboys anymore and just kept re-screwing ourselves, jumping on live money lines with Dallas, and we looked like the two biggest idiots when all was said and done as our show winded down and Dak Prescott had no idea what to do with the football. So I would say the show was fun. It was good. But, man, if you listened to the first time ever I took our advice on that game, you came up a big fat loser.
So what do you think the Cowboys do going forward? Because as a Cowboy fan, which I am, reluctantly, Q would say I'm actually not a fan. Because I've been saying that they were frauds all year. So if you're if you're going to fix the Cowboys outside of getting rid of Jerry, what do you do?
Well, you're never going to get rid of Jerry. I would get rid of Mike McCarthy. I think Mike McCarthy clearly now, how many big games in the playoffs? It's almost looked at like his one Super Bowl is what helps him, but it almost should hurt him that he only did that with Aaron Rodgers one time and got the 15-1. And yesterday, Mike McCarthy, when he goes on a whole tangent about, you know, basically, I trust my job and everything I do, it was almost like he was begging to keep his job. And I think everybody's under the assumption that, well, because Mike McCarthy wasn't fired right away after that game means he's safe. I personally have the belief, I think Jerry Jones is so paranoid about losing Kellen Moore, and right now he's not a favorite to get any job. But if Kellen Moore came close to getting the Bronco job or the Dolphin job, I think that's a situation where Jerry Jones would swoop in and say, all right, now I'm cutting McCarthy out. I can't lose Kellen Moore. Now I want him to be my head coach. So I think if you're a Cowboy fan, you're almost rooting for the outside chance of 33-year-old Kellen Moore about to be offered a job and then hope that Jerry Jones says, I can't lose him. He's too valuable. Mike McCarthy's got to go. Because you can't leave the league in penalties, be terrible with timeouts. I mean, Mike McCarthy's been in the league too long to have that undisciplined a team with all that talent and just keep running the same script the Cowboys have had year after year.
Your assessment of Mike McCarthy is exactly how I felt and felt about Scott Brooks. Like, he goes to the finals with Oklahoma City, and everybody's like, oh, he's a good guy. And I'm like, no, he just had Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
Think about that trio looking back.
They should have had 15.
He only made one final?
That's what I'm saying. They should have had 15 finals. He won a coach of the year. Then he comes to D.C. and then just does nothing. And people are like, no, he's a good – no, he sucks. Ryan, take it away. I just had to get that off my chest.
All right, Sean, Bengals-Titans will move to the games this weekend. The first one we'll see is probably, like, the less sexy matchup. But I can't wait to watch it, man. I'm going to play the Titans, even though I hate rooting against this Bengals team. The trends, Vrabel, when he has 8 days between games, 8-0 straight up, 8-0 against the spread. Plus, you look at, like, the metrics, and the Bengals have the worst defense on early downs. That's when the Titans are at their best, if they have Derrick Henry. I'm going Tennessee. I don't like the number at 3.5, so I'm just going to take the money line. What would you do in this game as far as side and total if you're betting it?
Well, let me just say this. This is the game I'm actually most excited for, and maybe it's just I'm a sucker for the unsexiness of games.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how I've lived my life. I'm extremely unsexy. But, no, I got to be honest with you. I like the Bengals in this spot. I love the Bengals in this mind spot.
So
now, look,
I will
do both to protect myself. Not only am I going to bet the money line, I will take the 3.5 in the hook. And the Bengals this year, 6 games where they've been underdogs by 3.5 points or more, 6-0. Against the spread, either winning straight up or against the spread in all of those games. They will play close when nobody expects them, obviously, to rise to the occasion. Now, a lot of that number could be skewed. One of those games was the Vikings week 1, so not all trends are created equal. But ultimately, I think the Bengals in this spot, if they get up early, Joe Burrow clearly is not fazed at all by the postseason, get down the field, get that first score. I think much like I had alluded to last week, with obviously what was going on with a couple of those games, first score so important, like it was with the Patriot-Bill game. I think putting the pressure on Tennessee and Vrabel and see whether they're going to force feed Derrick Henry and hope that he can run them back into the game on a bad foot, and who knows how much of a pitch count he's going to be on. I just think this is a spot where, as good as Tennessee's resume has been, the Bengals, there's just a little something there right now, and it really rose to the occasion when they beat the Chiefs. And I think we're just destined to see Burrow take on either Mahomes or Allen in an AFC title game. I'm taking the Bengals here.
Man, I'd love to see it. Not for my wallet, but just as a fan. Hey, I got to ask you one quick favor, because I've been listening to your guys' show for a while when you did the overnights, and then you were on actually in the mornings before I would do my show. So I've been listening to you guys' DA for a while, and I know you're a big Giants fan. You have ruined my life 2 of the years. San Francisco's ruined my life 3 times with Aaron Rodgers. Can you just, like, wear your lucky socks, or I don't know if you're a Catholic or a religious man, can you say a prayer for my team this Saturday night, Mraz? Like, I need this Packers win. I need one more Super Bowl. You guys could have the next 15. I don't care. I just need this more than anything, more than I need air.
Again, I have a personal hate for Aaron Rodgers, but this is the game I'm probably the most confident in. You guys are going to roll the 49ers.
No, don't do that.
I am not worried about 2 years ago. I'm not worried about the 49ers punishing them in the trenches. I think this is a spot where if I had to look at all 4 games this weekend and said what is more likely to be out of hand by the third quarter, Aaron Rodgers is not screwing around, and he knows everything that happened with the 49ers 2 years ago. He is sitting there smirking. Devontae Adams, I think, could be an outside shot for one of those prop plays of 2 touchdowns or more in this game as well. I think you're looking at a pretty iconic effort here from Aaron Rodgers, where they score upwards of 31, 38 points. I don't care how good that Niner defense is. You don't have to say a prayer. That's the game I am so confident in. And hanging under 7, that number 2, is something I just can't get enough of. Absolutely, I'm taking the Packers laying the 6.
Love to hear it.
Sean, that's my biggest bet of the week. And I said the same thing today. I think that Aaron Rodgers sat at home last week and watched all these big-time quarterbacks just have their way. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. He's looking at himself like, why not us? Telling his office, like, why can't we go and do this at home after a week rest?
And the Niner injuries on defense, too.
Right.
Even if all these guys play, you don't know what they're going to be at 100%. They dominated the Cowboys in the trenches. The Packers are going to hang there and handle their business up front on the offensive line. Rodgers is going to be too good in this game.
Well,
let's talk about the best game of the week. I guess I would have to say is that Buffalo Bills game on the road against the Kansas City Chiefs. This line just continues to get shorter and shorter. It's had 1.5 now. 53.5 is the total. This is such a hard game to handicap. I think Buffalo, I mean, they played a perfect game, and then we look at the other side. The Chiefs played the second best game of any offense that we have seen, let alone in the postseason. What are you going to do in that game? Because I feel like if the Steelers' offense was a little bit better, maybe it's more of a scare for them, the Chiefs at home. But then again, the Buffalo Bills just beat the Patriots in that defense twice in a row, and the second time it was just not even close.
I have gone way too much back and forth in this game to give you an honest lean. I woke up Monday saying, man, it's Buffalo, Buffalo, Buffalo.
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday saying, it's Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. And it's funny, I could talk to a pool of like 20 friends, and 19 of them will tell me earlier in the week they love Buffalo, and then I'll say, oh, everybody loves Buffalo, I got to get on Kansas City. And then I talk to anybody else, no, we're all over the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, it feels like there's no lean one way or another on this. And honestly, what am I going to do? I'll tell you, it's the last game of the weekend. How much am I either up or in the hole come that weekend? Because if I'm up, I think that's going to sway me to say I'm taking the chance and going Buffalo. If I'm down, I can't bet against Patrick Mahomes at home in that spot. And everybody's talking about how hot the Bills are. Well, what the heck did the Chiefs just do when they were down 7-0 after Watt made that play? They
right,
turned
yeah.
it on and haven't looked back. It feels like the Chiefs and Bucks, which maybe we'll get to in a second, both are those two teams that we worried about all year, and boom, there goes the light switch, and how could you bet against them?
Sean, we talked about guys on the defense that are injured and banged up for the Niners, but there's a lot of injuries for the Buccaneers right now as
yes.
well. And, you know, it's all about the narrative right now is like, how could you, Tristan? How could you bet against Tom Brady? And it's like, well, Tristan Wirfs was out against the Eagles, and I watched the
right.
Eagles defense put him on his back every single third down, and now the center,
right.
Jensen, he's going to give it a go, but he didn't look right. And so my question is, you know, do you think the injuries with the Buccaneers are really going to be what makes the difference here in terms of, like, the Rams are healthy, the Rams look good, Cam Akers
mm-hmm.
look like a beast. And are you using any of that Tom Brady narrative to fuel your betting?
I am absolutely using the Tom Brady pro narrative to fuel my betting. Last year was the year I laughed at the Bucs. I never trusted them all year,
yeah.
and I was completely burned. It's unbelievable whether it's the Patriots or the Bucs. It does not matter who gets banged up front. As great as Tristan Wirfs is, him getting hurt last week, the Bucs just, you know what, they continued about their business. They went on long scoring drives. And it really almost made me question when everybody talks about Wirfs being the slam dunk best tackle of the four to come out of that draft. Well, would any of the four plugged in there just because they're playing with Tom Brady and you feel that way about him? Jansen was a critical injury for them, too. Obviously, that inside pocket is important for Tom Brady, not to feel the presence there. And even in the big games he's lost in the playoffs, the pressure has really come from the middle of defensive line. So that is something to watch, considering Aaron Donald would be hanging over that as well. But look, I go back to I took the Rams last week on Monday night. I do worry a little bit Monday night coming into Sunday, first time we're ever seeing a team do that in a postseason. But I think you're still sitting there waiting for Matt Stafford to give you a bone and throw a pick six. He didn't do it a week ago. He's going to give you two tremendous efforts. Now, also, he threw for less than 200 yards because of everything the Rams defense did. I think Matt Stafford is going to choke in a big spot or two in this game, and that's enough for me to lean with Tom Brady mojo and take the Bucs.
Wow.
Love it, man. Love it. So what are your favorite bets this weekend as far as side and total? We got about 60 seconds.
I think Trista finally taking down her Christmas tree, I think, is a fair play.
Yeah.
It's happening next week.
One.
Next week,
I was going to say, I think you're going to start off
it's
your show with another loser,
thing.
Sean. Come on now.
It's the next week thing.
It's divisional round weekend. She ain't doing that.
Yeah. That's pretty much where I'm at. I saved that joke for the end, and now I'm bombing at the end. That's what I had for you.
Sean, thank you
Love
so
it,
much. Thank you for joining the show. And that was Sean Marash of the new BetQL show, Bet Nation. Right after a pretty decent show, I'd say, Sunday's Bets. So,
handsome gentlemen hosting that show.
Sean Marash and...
No, you and Travis Thomas.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and well, yeah, I think everybody is handsome on the network. But
yeah.
Also, I'm just looking for good vibes and good karma.
Except
good
for
bets.
Adam.
And
well,
good
Adam's
bets.
Not a host, though.
And good bets.
Not right now. We never know.
That could happen. He does have his own show. It's also an awesome
Wads of It's going to be called Wads of Cash with A. Wad.
That actually is a great name.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
That was Sean Marash on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL. Right?
Why?
GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. I had a brain fart there.
Love yes. BetQL, man.
That was unreal.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.